KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the state football championships for this week are now all set after the weekend semifinals. Saturday in Class 1A semis, Dyke New Hartford beat Pella Christian 34-21 and West Sioux, a 38-35 winner over Van Meter. In the 2A semis on Saturday, Boyden Hall Rock Valley beat Waukon 48-12. PCM shut out West Liberty 27-0. Championships are set, scheduled for Thursday and Friday this week. In the eight-player championship on Thursday, Rockford will face New London. Both those teams 11-1. That's a 10 o'clock kickoff. The only undefeated matchup in the championships this year is in the Class A championship game, which we'll have for you for Thursday afternoon here on the radio. We'll be on the air at 12:30 Thursday afternoon with the pregame. 1:30 is kickoff as AHSTW will battle Hudson for the Class A title. Chris Parks will have that call for you coming up on Thursday. Both those teams 12-0. 3A final on Thursday night has Western Dubuque facing Cedar Rapids Xavier. Friday's games include the 1A championship, West Sioux versus Dyke New Hartford. Boyden Hall Rock Valley will play PCM for the 2A crown, and Dowling Catholic will face Cedar Falls in the 4A championship on Friday night. All those games at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Well, the Class 3A District 9 football all-conference teams have been announced. On the offensive side, first-team selections, most of the selections were unanimous picks, led by Max Duggan, the senior quarterback from Lewis Central. Running backs Hunter Pashik of Winterset and Nick Bradshaw of ADM. Also the receivers, tight ends Josh Simmons of Lewis Central, Eli Bolden of Harlan, and Kylan Smallwood of Creston. The offensive linemen include Mason Lucy and Trevor Griffin of Lewis Central, Joey Arkfeld and Ethan Linen, both of Harlan, and Caden Sutton of ADM. At large picks on offense, Preston Mulligan and Brett Sears, both of Harlan, and Tate Stein-Smith of ADM. The kicker is Drake Nettles of Lewis Central. First team selections on defense include lineman Logan Jones of Lewis Central, along with Jake McLaughlin, Alan Fries, and Caleb Beaker, all of Harlan. The linebackers include Jake Lear and Brendan Kobus of Lewis Central, Jonathan Owens of Harlan, and Eli Bales of Glenwood. The defensive backs, Dane Norville of Lewis Central, Ryan Leith of Glenwood, Casey Kleemeyer of Winterset, and Lucas Heights of ADM. The at-large players, Wyatt Shaben of Harlan, Nolan Harsh of ADM, Cooper Silvius of Glenwood, and the punter, Drake Nettles of Lewis Central. Those are all the first team selections in Class 3A District 9. In college football news, Iowa State has climbed to 18th in the latest Associated Press poll. The Cyclones won their fifth straight game with a 28-14 victory over Baylor and now get set to visit 13th-ranked Texas. Iowa State needs a win to keep its Big 12 title hopes alive.
I think it's what we always wanted to be, and where from the day we stepped foot on this campus, we said our vision wanted to be is in opportunities to play meaningful games in November and have an opportunity at some point to compete for and hopefully win a Big 12 championship.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell. The Cyclones are now bowl eligible for the second straight season.
You know, certainly that is a reward not only felt by the players, but certainly by the fan base. But I think there's, as I said last year, and I'll continue to say, the reality is we're never defined until the end of the season.
That game between the Cyclones and the Longhorns this Saturday will be a 7 o'clock kickoff. Northwestern is ranked in the Associated Press College Football Poll for the first time this season, a day after earning a spot in the Big Ten Championship game. The 6-4 Wildcats are number 24 in the top 25 after topping Iowa to clinch the Big Ten West with two games to play. The rest of the top 25 is fairly stable, especially at the top. Alabama is a unanimous number one, followed by Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, and Georgia. Oklahoma is sixth ahead of West Virginia, Washington State, Ohio State, and LSU as the Cougars moved ahead of the Buckeyes. Louisville has fired head football coach Bobby Petrino with two games left in a spiraling season. The 2-8 Cardinals have suffered five blowout losses in which they allowed at least 50 points, including Friday's 54-23 setback against Syracuse. Athletic director Vince Tyra said Sunday that he didn't have the confidence Petrino could turn things around next season. Petrino departs with a 77-35 mark in two stints with Louisville. In the NFL yesterday, Patrick Mahomes threw for 249 yards and two touchdowns as the Chiefs rolled past the Cardinals 26-14. Mahomes threw both TD passes to Tyreek Hill, the second giving the Chiefs' first-year starter a team record 31 for the season. Larry Fitzgerald passed Terrell Owens for number two in the NFL's career receiving yardage list late in that game as well. Elsewhere in the league, it was Buffalo over the New York Jets 41-10. Tennessee beat New England 34-10. New Orleans over Cincinnati 51-14. Washington beat Tampa Bay 16-10. 3. Chicago over Detroit, 34-22. Cleveland beat Atlanta, 28-16. Indianapolis over Jacksonville, 29-26. The L.A. Chargers over Oakland, 20-6. It was Green Bay over Miami, 31-12. L.A. Rams beat Seattle, 36-31. Dallas over Philadelphia, 27-20. Tonight, the Giants play in San Francisco. Luka Garza had 17 points on 8 of 12 shooting as Iowa pulled away down the stretch Sunday for a 93-82 win over Wisconsin Green Bay. Garza was one of six Hawkeyes in double figures.
We got to do a little bit better job on the defensive end, just slowing him down a little bit more and, walling off. But, you know, we did exactly what he wanted to do, which was go inside. You know, we shot the free throw. We shot 45 free throws, which was, just our goal, just to try to get inside, get as close to the basket as we could. And we knew we had an advantage there.
The Hawkeyes also got 33 points from the bench.
Our bench is, almost as strong as our starters. You know, we're always competitive in practice because, some days they're beating up on us, some days we're beating up on them. So it's really competitive, and we know, and we have trust in those guys when they get in the game. They're going to play as hard as they can, and we're going to do the same when we're out there.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey talked about Garza's play.
And you know the great thing about him, he missed a couple shots that he normally makes, and he was upset with himself, but he just comes right back. He doesn't let the play linger on him, and that's what I love about him.
Iowa had six players in double digits in that contest yesterday. Up next, Iowa travels to New York City for a showdown against Oregon Thursday as the 2K Classic for the Wounded Warrior Project moves from campus sites to Madison Square Garden. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops yesterday, number 4 Duke beat Army 94-72. Fifth-ranked Virginia over George Washington 76-57. Number 10 Michigan State over Florida Gulf Coast 106-82. 17th-ranked Florida State topping Tulane 80-69. 18th-rated Mississippi State over Hartford 77-59, and number 20 TCU, 79-62 winners over Oral Roberts. Alazia Blockton led five Marquette starters in double figures with 22 points as the Golden Eagles beat Northern Iowa 102-61 Sunday in the quarterfinals of the preseason women's NIT. Marquette will face number 25 Miami on Thursday. Ellie Howell had 15 points for Northern Iowa as they fall to 1-1 on the season. And in racing, Kyle Busch has won for the eighth time this season and set up a head-to-head showdown with Kevin Harvick for NASCAR's championship. Busch's win on Sunday at ISM Raceway outside of Phoenix tied him with Harvick for the most this year in the Cup Series. The two were the most dominant drivers this season, and they'll race next week at Homestead Miami Speedway for the title against reigning series champion Martin Truex Jr. and Joey Logano. Harvick finished fifth to close a week in which his team was penalized for cheating. He started from the pole but had a harder day than expected because of a flat tire early in that race. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.